A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Songs, loving and leaving and get too stoned. Bottle and a pistol by my side. The devil's always along for the ride. We ride down to the creek by the water. I've been baptized by the preacher's daughter. Lucky for me, no, he never caught us. So, oh, we ride to the bar by Levy 85. Jacked up square by the Chevy. Blank get in the back when it gets hot and heavy. Oh, oh, we ride. Pedal to the floorboard. She begging for more. Sipping on apple pie moonshine. And I'll be gone by the morning light. Yeah, cause I've been known to write a few songs. Loving and leaving and getting.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. Extreme heat and humidity is still a problem from the Midwest to New England. Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. could set record highs today. The Midwest also dealing with historic rainfall, which has led to devastating floods. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz trying to stay positive.
At this point in time, and we want to keep it this way, that we've had no serious injuries and certainly no deaths involved in this very widespread event.
The governor of Iowa issuing disaster declarations for 22 counties. 4 days to their first debate, President Biden's at Camp David holding mock debates. Former President Trump meeting with advisors, but will make campaign appearances up until the face-off. Two hearings in a Florida court today in Mr. Trump's federal classified documents case. One could determine if the case would be thrown out. The other on the special counsel's request to limit what the former president can say about law enforcement in the case. This is ABC News. A couple from Maryland are among the more than 1,300 people who died at this year's Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia. The exact reason for the deaths is unclear, but temperatures there reached 120 degrees. Buckingham Palace says Princess Anne has been hospitalized after receiving minor injuries and a concussion.
The injuries sustained in an undisclosed incident at the Gatcombe Park estate where she lives on Sunday evening. The 73-year-old sister of the king remains in Southmead Hospital in Bristol as a, quote, precautionary measure for observation and is expected to make a full and swift recovery. Charles has been kept closely informed. It's understood the princess has canceled all public engagements this week. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
American runner Sha'Carri Richardson is going to the Olympics. A positive marijuana test caused her a spot at the Tokyo Games. She won the 100-meter sprint at the Olympic trials. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Dunn Energy is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright blue skies and highs in the mid-80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Two dead in 2 months at a Racine County park. Ted Allen has more.
According to the sheriff's office there, a 25-year-old man was found unresponsive in the water at Quarry Lake Park Saturday afternoon. Despite life-saving measures, the man died at the scene. Officials believe his death was the result of a medical event. In May, the body of a 16-year-old boy was recovered from the lake at the Mount Pleasant Park after he reportedly jumped from a cliff into the water and never resurfaced.
Don't remove cicadas from state parks. That's the word from wardens at the Department of Natural Resources. The wardens say they've gotten a couple of reports of people harvesting cicadas from Bigfoot Beach State Park in Walworth County. Wardens say that's against the law to remove the bugs, and moving insects through the state could help spread diseases. If that continues, they will be issuing tickets to people they see scooping up the beetles. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance is a proud sponsor of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls. As a thank you for your support, they're giving away fair tickets. Visit ruralmutual.com/win and enter to win tickets to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this in from staff meteorologist Corey Hartman on our weather. From the Storm Prediction Center, they have upgraded our severe weather threat to an enhanced risk. This would be 3 out of 5 from the Southeast Twin Cities metro area and Point Southeast. That would include the WRDN listening area. Weather Service and the Storm Prediction Center are saying having increased confidence for a cluster of severe thunderstorms to begin to develop across central Minnesota late this afternoon with very large hail, very damaging winds, and tornadoes. Now, as the evening would progress, the initial storms would also grow into a large line of storms, a large squall line through the risk area. And that means we could see a very higher increased potential of significant wind damage. That coming from staff meteorologist Corey Hartman and also the Storm Prediction Center. We'll keep you up to date throughout the day on the latest in the weather. We'll have more news coming up.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear. Whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner, need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, and Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. The city of Durand's wastewater treatment plant passed its DNR yearly assessment. The plant is 43 years old, and Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the city continues to find ways to make small changes to the plant to keep it operational.
There's been conversations. Of course, every year when you go through the evaluation process of your plant and they grade it out, if you're continually every year looking at some smaller changes, and generally you can get a few more years out of a plant. But obviously we've looked at what the costs are back a few years ago. I know they said to the $8, $10, $12 million range.
Milliron says the city public works department has done a great job in keeping the plants working properly. It's been 8 years since anyone has seen a missing Chippewa Falls woman. Saturday was the 8th anniversary of Shanna Boutu's disappearance. She left her home in Chippewa Falls on June 1st of 2016 and was last seen the next day running from her car in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Police in both Chippewa Falls and St. Cloud searched for her for years. Her family offered a $3,000 reward for information in the case, but nothing came of it. You can find pictures of Boutu and more information about the case online. There's a hearing today in court in Madison that could change how some people vote in the state. Disability Rights Wisconsin is suing to get some kind of electronic absentee voting option for disabled voters. The group says forcing disabled voters to have someone else fill out their paper ballot creates an unconstitutional hurdle. The group would like to see the change before November's election. The judge in the case is hearing motions today. There's no word just when full arguments could happen. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz has authorized the Minnesota National Guard to assist with emergency flood operations around that state. The governor issued the peacetime emergency order on Saturday, allowing the National Guard to send soldiers to communities that request help. The governor said in a statement that the intense rain had catastrophic effects on several communities, including property damage and road closures. Lesueur County asked the National Guard for logistics and operational support for their ongoing flood recovery efforts following the governor's order. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
The city of Mondovi will have to replant the reed bed portion of the wastewater treatment plant. Mondovi Mayor Brady Weiss says the reed beds are part of the main plant.
So that is actually part of the standard, just the base plant itself. And that's something that has to get done. They're utilized in Durand and other places. Is a part of the reed bed process there. So we need to move forward with that. We did have a company that was supposed to help out during construction of the process. I think they defaulted. You heard tonight, I think we still are going to try to go after them for some 30, some 20, some thousand dollars that they didn't provide service for us. So working with our legal counsel on that and hopefully get some resolution.
The cost of the new reed bed could delay purchasing of the new license plate reader cameras that the council has already approved. The Mayo Clinic Health System says it's suing the city of Eau Claire over a property tax dispute. The health organization claims the city should not have billed the system in excess of $1 million for real estate and property taxes generated from its ownership of seven city-based properties. City officials argue that Wisconsin law provides an exemption for hospital facilities, but that does not include clinics, medical office buildings, and parking lots. Eau Claire City Attorney says he's yet to see the lawsuit. The Wabasha County Board will be meeting tomorrow morning. Items on the agenda include an extension of an interim ordinance for cannabis and other products containing THC, approval of new meal reimbursement amounts, and approval of the Wabasha County liquor license renewals. Tomorrow's meeting begins at 9 a.m. in the boardroom at the Wabasha County Government Center. Don't take cicadas home with you. That's the word from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The DNR says they've received reports of people harvesting cicadas from Bigfoot Beach State Park in Walworth County. Conservation authorities say that's against the law to remove bugs from state parks. It's also a bad idea. Moving the cicadas could help spread them throughout Wisconsin. The DNR says it wants to remind people it's illegal to harvest bugs, but says if it does continue, they will begin to issue tickets. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
A Pewaukee girl has been crowned Miss Wisconsin Teen. The pageant was held Friday night at the Alberta Kimball Auditorium at Oshkosh West High School and featured performances from 23 Wisconsin girls competing for the title. This year's winner is Ella Bay from Pewaukee. Bay will now compete for Miss America's Teen. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-513-8480 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Is thinning hair or a receding hairline making you self-conscious? Try Hair Grow by New Nordic. Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow. With its patented tocotrienol complex, Hair Grow naturally reduces inflammation in the scalp and is clinically proven to promote new hair growth and increase hair count in as little as 4 months. Stop feeling embarrassed about thinning hair and start looking and feeling your best with Hair Grow. Available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, and NewNordicUSA.com, or in stores at your local CVS.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Bright blue skies and highs in the mid-80s. Winds a touch breezy out of the south as a system strikes overnight, bringing chances for strong to severe thunderstorms that could have high, damaging winds and large hail. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Right now, 78 degrees.
The Brewers salvaged the final game of their series with the Padres pulling out a 6-2 win on Sunday in San Diego. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Blake Perkins drove in a pair of runs in the Crew's 5-run second inning. Tobias Myers earning his 4th straight victory, allowing a run on 5 hits in 5 innings.
Tobias was great. I mean, this kid continues to work in between starts. He continues to be serious about his unexpected arrival in the big leagues. You know, he himself will tell you, I mean, he didn't know that he was going to be here and was hoping and, you know, whatever, but since he's been here, he's decided that I'm going to listen to these guys.
Pat Murphy's Brewers banged out 14 hits and staked Myers to an early 5-run lead.
It's huge. Seems like they're giving me a lot of run support lately. It feels good, but just trying to take it one pitch at a time, no matter what the score is, but it definitely does free you up a little bit, for sure.
Brewers open a series against the Rangers tonight. The Men's College World Series finals come down to Monday's Game 3 between Tennessee and Mississippi State. Volunteers pulled out a 4-1 victory in Game 2 on Sunday. Locally, in the Midwest League, Fort Wayne beat Wisconsin 6-5, Beloit down Lansing 5-2, American Association Kane County beat Lake Country 3-1, Milwaukee down Claiborne 8-7. The Stanley Cup Trophy will finally make its way onto the ice tonight as Edmonton faces Florida in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Florida. Edmonton trying to become the first Canadian team to win the Cup since Montreal did it back in 1993. With the NBA draft coming Wednesday, the Bucks reportedly gauging the trade value for big man Brook Lopez. The Ringer reported that Lopez is on the trade block as Doc Rivers tries to create a more versatile style of defense in his first offseason as Bucks head coach. Wisconsin football team adding another defensive end to its 2025 recruiting class. Florida high schooler Nicholas Clayton picking the Badgers over Central Florida, Florida State, Nebraska, and Tulane. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Bell sweeps the weekend in Loudoun. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway. The Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action, and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Christopher Bell led a race high 149 laps, including the final 64 in yesterday's USA Today 301, to claim the win, his third of the season. The final 82 laps of the race were completed on a damp racetrack, with the cars racing on damp weather grooved tires, something that has never occurred before on the 1 mile New Hampshire Motor Speedway. Behind Bell at the finish were Chase Briscoe in second, Josh Berry in third, Kyle Larson fourth, and Chris Buescher completed the top five. Bell also won Saturday's NASCAR Xfinity Series race in New Hampshire, a 200-lap event that began on damp weather tires before the track dried out by lap 10. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Dragonflies are charming insects to watch. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. With their brilliant colors and transparent wings, you can't help but be transfixed by their movement over water as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
A lot of dragonflies at the lake near our house. I love to watch them hover and dart around, but they used to scare the kids. They're large insects, and those long abdomens do look menacing. Ken Holscher is an extension entomologist at Iowa State University. He says there's no need to be afraid of dragonflies. They don't bite, sting, or cause any harm to humans. However, small insects don't stand a chance.
In fact, they're probably
the best mosquito control you can have in terms of picking adult mosquitoes out of the air and feeding on them. Every now and then around some neighborhoods, there'll just be a swarm of dragonflies all flying around. And people get concerned about that and think there's something wrong and they need to do something about it. And we tell them, nope, they're probably there because there's food for them and that's something you want.
Adult dragonflies hunt only on warm, sunny days. They fly in a pattern back and forth over the water up to speeds of 30 miles per hour. They scoop small insects from the air using their spiny front legs that are held like a basket under the mouth. It would be very beneficial to have dragonflies patrolling your backyard, but Holscher says it's difficult to attract them.
You're going to find them in areas where obviously they have water to reproduce in. A constant source of water can't just be a temporary puddle or a pool or anything like that. So anywhere where you have a pond, a lake, any type of water source like that, you're probably going to have them. And then along with that, at least with the adults, there's got to be an abundance of food for them.
Dragonflies are sensitive to pollution, so their presence may be a sign of a healthy ecosystem. However, they're a hardy insect. According to fossil records, dragonflies have remained unchanged for millions of years, even predating the dinosaurs. Learn more about the beautiful dragonfly at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
80 in downtown Durand. Once again, good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of farm markets at the midday. At the Mercantile Exchange, July milk up 19 to 1994, August up 29 to 2086, September up 21 to 2070, October milk up 15 at 2025. Meanwhile, cheese markets were mixed today. Barrels down a half to 191 and a half. 40-pound blocks up 4.5 to 189. One trade a barrel, two trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 2.5 to 306 and a half, one trade. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 1.25 to 119 and a quarter, five trades. Dry weigh steady at 47 even, no trades on the day. The live cattle complex continues to trade mostly mixed today, as traders have noted Friday's bearish cattle and feed report, but can't help be bullish in the market's immediate contracts, given how strong the cash cattle markets are trading. Meanwhile, feeder cattle markets have also been dancing back and forth thus far, trying to decide which side of the spectrum demands more clout. The fact that Friday's cattle on feed report was bearish or the market's strong fundamentals. Well, at this point, it looks like at least with the nearby months, they're taking the fundamental side with those strong cash prices. Hog markets, meanwhile, moving mostly lower once again. No fundamental support to help the hog market trade higher. Midday pork cutout values are down $1.90. June live cattle up $1.05 to $188.65. August up $1.12 to $184.27. October down 20 cents to $183.42. August feeder cattle up 42 cents to $258.80. September up 20 cents to $260.10. And October up 2 cents to $260.65. July hogs down $1.32 to $90.72. August down $1.72 to $87.60. October down $1.55 to $74.77. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower as the selling pressure continues as the forecast looks to ease rains into the dry areas in the short term. Flood damage in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt this weekend is continuing to be assessed, and there's more threats of severe weather later today. Soybean futures moving mostly higher with the spread trade remaining solid. Meal leading the product complex higher as the trade works to firm off the lower end of the trading range. Weekly export inspections were range-bound. Wheat markets mostly lower as well. Harvest pressure continues to mount as we get more deeply oversold to start the week. Winter wheat harvest should keep pushing ahead with little to slow combines until it pushes further north. Soggy conditions are slowing development, however, for spring wheat. July corn down 5 to 430. September down 4 and 3 quarters to 435 and 3 quarters. New crop down 5 to 448 and a quarter. July beans up 14 and 3 quarters to 1175 and a quarter. August up 12 to 1159. New crop up 7 to 1127. July soybean meal up 950 to 371.30. July soybean oil down 45 cents to 43.49. Chicago wheat, July down 9 and 3 quarters to 551 and 3 quarters. September down 5 and a half to 570 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat, July down 6 and a half to 605. September down 4 and a quarter to 613. Energy markets today, August crude oil up 95 cents to 81.68. September up 95 cents to 80.91. July and August gas steady, July at 251, August 249. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Farmers, the automobile industry, and the Petroleum Institute sue EPA over emissions. We'll explain coming up.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
The National Corn Growers Association, American Farm Bureau Federation, and six auto dealers representing 16 brands and collectively operating dozens of dealerships in major markets across the country joined the American Petroleum Institute in filing a lawsuit in the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. NCGA President Harold Holley says the group is challenging the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's light-duty and medium-duty vehicle emission standards for model years 2027 to 2032.
We've joined together with the American Petroleum Institute, Farm Bureau, and several large car dealerships to file this lawsuit. And for a number of reasons, that group came together. We're American Petroleum Institute, along with corn growers, are very interested in preserving a liquid fuels market. You know, we think that we can decarbonize the transportation system by including ethanol in our gasoline, and the more ethanol we use, the quicker, the more decarbonization that occurs, because ethanol has a 46% better carbon score than gasoline. So the more we use, the more we decarbonize the transportation system. So we're actually looking to move forward and get higher blends in. We think that would be good for the environment.
The groups believe EPA has exceeded its congressional authority with the regulation and rendered a decision that values one tool for fighting climate change over others. Woolley explains that by approving tailpipe standards that focus exclusively on electric vehicles, EPA has ignored the proven benefits corn ethanol offers in reducing greenhouse gas emissions and combating climate change. The corn growers president is confident farmers can continue to work with the federal government as it has done since the mid-2000s when 10% ethanol gasoline blends were first introduced, but says the latest moves by the agency aren't putting corn-based ethanol on an equal footing.
we've got a story to tell, and we need to emphasize that to the EPA. You know, some folks are pretty single-minded when they start looking at methods to decarbonize our transportation industry. They think EVs are the only way. And this tailpipe emissions rule exasperates that strategy. It does not look at the life cycle analysis of the electricity that's being produced to run that electric vehicle. You know, there are considerable carbon emissions in that system that don't come into play versus, you know, the carbon emissions from a liquid fuels vehicle. They come out the tailpipe. So it's not a fair system.
In March, the Biden administration finalized new federal vehicle emission standards for light and medium duty vehicles that required 68% of new passenger vehicles and 43% of new medium duty trucks and vans to be electric by 2032. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
With News of Agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Milk production in Wisconsin in May totaled 2.81 billion pounds. That was up 1% from the previous May, according to USDA. The average number of milk cows in Wisconsin in May, 1.27 million head, was unchanged from last month, but up 2,000 from May of 2023. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,205 pounds. That was up 20 pounds from last May. Meanwhile, milk production in the 24 major dairy states in May totaled 18.9 billion pounds, down 0.7% from May of 2023. April revised production at 18.3 billion pounds was down 0.4% from April of 2023. The April revision represented a decrease of 27 million pounds, or 0.1% from last month's preliminary production. Production per cow in the 24 major dairy states averaged 2,122 pounds for May. A half dozen Minnesota businesses will receive some financial help from USDA. The agency has awarded $50 million in farm labor stabilization and protection grants, including nearly $2 million for six businesses in Minnesota. Olsom Custom Farms in Hendricks, Minnesota received the biggest award, receiving $600,000 to help supplement worker pay and benefits. Spring Valley Farms in Morris and Featherstone Fruits and Vegetables in Rushford, Minnesota also received grants of $400,000 each. Senator Chuck Grassley and Roger Marshall are pressing the Biden administration on the steps it's taking to address the recent surge of used cooking oil imports. Last year, the U.S. imported 3 billion pounds of used cooking oil, half of which came from China. That's up from a total of 200 million pounds imported in 2020. The senator sent the letter to EPA, USDA, and the U.S. Trade Representative's Office and Customs and Border Protection. They point out concerns by some in the renewable fuels industry that large amounts of imported UCO may be a blend of UCO with virgin vegetable oil, such as palm oil, which is directly linked to deforestation in Southeast Asia. That would constitute fraudulent value distortion of the commodity designed to take advantage of tax incentives, in addition to renewable identification number fraud under the RFS. They are wanting to ensure the integrity of clean fuel policies. The USDA joined 20 agencies in releasing an updated climate adaption plan to ensure federal operations are resilient to climate change impacts. The updated adaption plan advances the National Climate Resilience Framework, helping to align climate resilience investments across public and private sectors. Communities from coast to coast are experiencing the impacts of climate change through crop yield depletion by drought and other impacts like flooding and wildfires. Now, USDA's Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says from USDA headquarters to field offices nationwide, we're making efforts to enable USDA to support the agriculture and forestry sector and diverse communities across the country as they face climate change. UW Extension is holding a field day at the Marshfield Agricultural Research Station July 11th. The event will run from 10 to noon and focus on biological nitrogen fixing products and current field research. Now, the field day will kick off at the Ag Research Station, and Dan Marzo will start the session by introducing trials related to biological nitrogen fixating products, including the treatments being tested, measurements being taken, and hypotheses being explored. Following Marzo, Chris Bandera will provide insights into nitrogen management on poorly drained soils. The event will conclude with a presentation by Stephen Hall titled Biologicals, What Are They and Do They Work? The field day offers an excellent opportunity for hands-on learning and discussion. For more information, contact your local Extension office. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Active weather to start the new work week in our ag weather forecast. Most of today will be dry, but we'll have some showers and thunderstorms arriving later on this evening and into the overnight. Storms could be strong to severe with damaging winds. The main threat, dry weather, will then return for the middle of the week, followed by another chance of widespread rain late in the week. Partly sunny throughout the day today, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 55 to 60%. South winds at 8 to 13, gusting to 30. We'll see about 9 hours of sunshine. For tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms possible, 70% chance some storms could be severe. Lows from 64 to 69, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, south winds at 7 to 12, shifting to the southwest. We'll see anywhere from a half to three quarters of an inch of precipitation possible. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs 80 to 85, relative humidities at 45 to 50%, northwest winds at 5 to 10, and we'll see about 11 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, sunshine, highs 70 to 75, north winds at 5 to 10. For Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, highs 70 to 75. Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms, highs 75 to 80. And for Saturday, partly sunny, highs 70 to 75.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't rock the jukebox. Want to hear some Jones? 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones? 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. I ain't got nothing against rock and roll. But when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, babe, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. Getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy leading, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come back.
This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wed limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition, got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, I may never come down. First class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her kiss my ass. 'Cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is so sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane.
nonprofit event you'd like to mention, email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Now I ain't saying them L.A. ladies don't know what they do. I've been in love with New York City a time or two. I had some Seattle coffee, some Chicago wind, some Kansas wheat fields I'd love to see again. But the fireflies play where the cattails grow, and them southern girls, they talk nice and slow with kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis blue and Daytona sunny. Soft as cotton in some cut-off jeans. Don't you know? Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like a southern girl. Southern girl's mama probably taught her how a lady should act. But a southern girl's probably got a barn somewhere out back. She'll get a little hay in her hair, her tires in the mud. She's been caught in the rain and washed in the blood. Like cherries in her coat, takes a little sip. Over to me with them summer lips and them kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis blue and Daytona sunny. Soft as cotton in some cut-off jeans. Don't you know? Ain't nothing in the whole wide world like a southern girl. Stars come out. Well, then, fellas, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Kisses sweeter than Tupelo, honey. Little bit crazy like New Orleans, Memphis. Southern
sorry, you're lonesome and scared. And you say you'd be happy if you could just come back home. Well, here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who'll listen and might give a damn. Maybe one of your sorted. You come around here handing me none of your lies. Here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Oh, you're leaving, caught me unaware. But the fact is you've run, girl, that can't be undone. So here's a quarter, call someone who cares. Call someone who listens, yeah, might give a damn. Maybe one of your sordid affairs. But don't you come around here handing me none of your lines. Now here's a quarter, call someone who cares.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
A 40 HP Johnson on a flat bottom metal boat. Coke cans and BB guns, barbed wire and old fence posts. 8-point bucks in autumn and freshly cut cornfields. One arm out the window and one hand on the wheel. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Your license in my wallet when we go out downtown. Your lipstick stained every coffee cup that I got in this house. The way you say I love you too's like rain on an old tin roof. And your hand fits right into mine like a needle in a groove. Some things just go better together and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. Sometimes we're oil and water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name would just sound better together, and probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise. Sunday drives and time to kill. What's the point of this old guitar if it ain't got no strings? Or pouring your heart into a song that you ain't gonna sing. It's a match made up in heaven, like good old boys and beer and me, as long as you're right here. And me, as long as you're right here.
I'm gonna find me a new way to light up an old flame. A little bit of luck and a hug, there's gonna be a big change.